little Evan Brains show thing came from, Chance? Did that just show up today? Who writes this stuff? Evan Bray is here. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition. It's the Halloween edition of the Evan Bray Show, where we have lots to talk about, everything that's going on in the news today. And then we pile on top of that, the Jays in action tonight for Game 6. By the way, thanks again, Pulse of the People. 60% of our callers in our very scientific-based phone study, very scientific-based, 60% of the people said Toronto Blue Jays are winning it in six. They're winning tonight. 30% said Toronto Blue Jays are winning it in seven. They're going to win it tomorrow. And 10% picked the Dodgers. 1-877-332-8255 as we head into an hour of open lines. So if you want to give us a shout, I mean, it's open lines. So we can talk Jays if you want. We can talk something in the news, whatever's on your mind. Shoot me a text, give me a call. Either way, the lines are open for you now. Halloween tonight, you go out with the kids. We're going out tonight with the grandkids. This is the first year we've done this. And I'm looking forward to it. I don't expect, they're 4 and 1. 4 and 1 years old. So the 1 year old is, you know, he'll go along as you want to, I'm guessing. Although if it's cold, he might not love it. The 4 year old, I think he's going to get a kick out of filling that bag with candy every time you knock on or say trick or treat at a door. But if you think back to your trick or treating days, what was the one thing that you can still think about? You picture yourself standing at the doorstep, opening up your trick or treat bag or pillowcase or whatever it was that you had in your hand, and you can still picture that thing getting dropped in your bag. I remember, so obviously we grew up on the farm, but Mom and Dad would always take us into Abernethy to do our trick-or-treating. And I mean, keep in mind, Abernethy's a pretty small little community, and you knew everybody that you were going to. Mrs. Demko was basically the custodian of the school in Abernethy. She lived in a nice little house right beside the school. We looked forward to going to Mrs. Demko's house every year because she gave us these popcorn balls. But she had, like, they weren't caramel. They were coated in, like, they were almost like a pink or a red. And I to this day, I couldn't tell you, like, I think they were like had a cherry sauce or something on it. But they had a flavor to them. She would make the popcorn balls and then she would often have them all wrapped up individually and whatever. And I know, I can already hear parents saying, nope, I wouldn't let my kids eat a popcorn ball that they got at a random house. Keep in mind, this was in the 70s. It was in Abernethy where we knew the people, and Mrs. Demko, I mean, she was famous for it. I can't even imagine how many of those things she would have made because I don't think there was a kid in town that didn't stop by her place. And I also remember we would go to the people that lived right next door to my grandma and grandpa who lived in Abernethy. And I'll never forget the day we went up to the door. I think my brother and sister were with me as well. So there's three of us. We ring the doorbell. We say trick or treat. They come to the door. They're like, oh, how's it going? We had masks and stuff on. And they give us, you know, little candies for the bag. And then they look up and they see my mom standing at the end of the sidewalk. And they said, oh, are these the Bray? Is this the Bray children? Hang on. We have something for you. She goes around the corner, comes back with Kit Kats, full-size Kit Kats. Clearly it made an impression because to this day, I can still remember thinking, oh my gosh, this is the best thing ever. Now, like I've got friends who said their kids in their trick or treat bags got a Hot Wheels car, got a Gatorade, got, you know, like almost like a toy, a stuffy, a whatever. Like these are big things to be handing out. I don't know what your best memory is, or maybe it's not even your memory, but your kids or your grandkids, something that you thought, oh my gosh, that's what they're giving for Halloween. But I'm happy to hear your stories there. 1-877-332-8255. Phone lines are open. Text lines are open. Whether you want to talk Jays, you want to talk Halloween, or you just want to get into something else that is on your mind. Let's just quickly go to the phone line. I've got Don in Saskatoon. You're talking about the Jays. What are your thoughts, Don?
Well, my thoughts are, what kind of revenue would the seventh game bring in?
No kidding. Somebody else was speculating on that. Like, obviously the Jays want to win, and a win tonight would be great, but going an extra game? Like, you're right. That's big bucks. Big bucks.
Yeah, it is, you know, and you just kind of wonder sometimes, but I want the Jays to win tonight and enjoy Halloween.
Okay, well, I'm all with you there, Don. I appreciate the call. 1-877-332-8255. Just the way Don said, makes you wonder sometimes. It's almost leaning on the conspiracy side of, orchestrated organized sports, which I know my friend Kevin likes to jump in on that conversation often as well. 1-877-332-8255. Text coming in fast and furious. So here's a text that I live in a small town and I have handed out homemade popcorn balls for over 30 years. Good on you for keeping it going. And I think, you know, this is just me speculating off the top of my head, but I do think it's different when you're going to homes of people that you know. So if it's a small community and you know the people whose house you're going to, I mean, if it's in a big city, it's no different. You know the people you're going to, it's probably a bit different. If your kids just go out and for 2 hours go up and down streets without really knowing everybody's house they go to, they come home, they dump their bag out on the carpet, mom and dad are looking at that stuff to make sure, you know, is everything safe in here? Are we okay with the kids having this? No doubt parents are sneaking the odd thing, tucking it away that they would like to eat. 1-877-332-8255. Love to hear your thoughts on whether it's the trick-or-treat goodies, whether it's the Jays, whether it's... I saw a text here that said, I think the big news today is the fact that the U.S. Senate voted against Trump's tariffs on Canada. That's true. That's true, but let's just hang on a second, but don't get yourself too excited about that. U.S. President Donald Trump's trade war with Canada is not coming to an end after last night's Senate vote.
Late one night, when my eyes beheld an eerie sight.
Welcome back to the show, Evan Bray. Great to have you here. It's a Friday morning. It's Halloween.
To my surprise.
It's game day. The Jays are in action tonight. It is game 6. We did our official Pulse of the People this morning, where we basically open up the phone lines for a couple of minutes only, and all we're asking you is your prediction for the World Series. Jays in 6, Jays in 7, or Dodgers win? We got a lot of good calls.
Jays in 7, you save it, pitch is a gem.
7-3, Jays win tonight.
Jays in 7.
Yeah, Jays tonight.
LA Dodgers.
Jays for tonight.
The Jays tonight, all the way.
Jays tonight.
Blue Jays tonight.
Jays in 7.
So, when you add them all up, you take all the calls we got in that short time frame, 60% predicting a Jays win tonight, which would finish the World Series. Don't forget, let's just reminisce for just a second. 1992, Jays won in 6. Remember that? That was pretty darn exciting. Jays won in 6. They beat the Braves. Pat Borders was the series MVP. 93, the Jays beat the Phillies in game 6. No one that was paying attention to the world at that time will forget the bottom of the ninth inning.
Joe has had his moments. 2 balls and 2 strikes on him. Here's the pitch on the way. A swing and a belt. Left field. Way back. Blue Jays win it. The Blue Jays are World Series champions as Joe Carter hits a 3-run home run in the ninth inning, and the Blue Jays have repeated as World Series champions. Touch them all, Joe. You'll never hit a bigger home run in your life.
Love that. You can still remember that. Even that, just hearing the announcer say, touch them all, Joe. The players, he runs in, touches home plate. The players hoist him up on their shoulders. That was the picture on the front page of the paper, of course. Yeah, it was that was big. Interesting, though, it was Paul Molitor that was the MVP of that World Series. Many people, I think, would have expected maybe Joe Carter was. He had a great series, but Nonetheless, 92 and 93, both times the Jays won the World Series, they did it in Game 6. So 60% of our pulse of the people callers today believe the Jays are going to do it in 6. 1-877-332-8255. So we started talking about Halloween candy and what you remember getting. Mark in Drinkwater said, living in a small community, we actually make up bags. Inside the bag, chips, chocolate bars, wagon wheels, suckers, all kinds of candies. We only get about 25 kids, so my wife loves this, says Mark. They make up these bags. You know, people that go to Mark's house once will be return customers. If you're getting a bag of goodies, Brian and Esteban said, Brian, this is Brian's way of saying the very first time he introduced tariffs into his life was when, the kids would come home after trick-or-treating, and there would be a small tariff, a parent tariff, on those small mini chocolate bars. It was good for the household economy, says Brian. Thanks for that. Dale in Yorkton said yes to the popcorn balls, but how about the ones with jujubes inside of them? Oh, yes. I totally remember getting those as well, popcorn balls with the jujubes. It's actually impressive to me how many people are texting in this morning saying, you know what? We still hand out popcorn balls. I love that. Someone on here suggesting, you know, back in the day, there was all these rumors, oh, they're putting needles or they're putting razor blades in them. Yeah, it was Dawn with a text that said, as a farm kid, go into town to do the trick-or-treating. But those rumors were what stopped that practice. Corrine in Regina says, I remember going trick-or-treating with a friend of mine that lived in the south end of Regina. She lived in an area where there were some dentists on the street. You know what's coming. They handed out toothpaste, toothbrushes, and those little pink tablets that showed where you didn't brush your teeth. Come on. That's not fun. That's not a fun Halloween handout, is it? I mean, maybe you scored points with the parents when you got home, but does anyone want to get toothpaste? I don't think so. Joyce in St. Walburg said, my aunt from Livelong, Saskatchewan, made little marshmallow men. There was always a beeline straight to her house across town. She made a limited amount of these, and they were like, how creative people get. I know someone in the office here was just showing me his daughter's picture that she took of her son's lunch kit. So her son's off to school today. And in his lunch, everything was Halloween themed. Like, she still had fruit in there, but she had little like pumpkin faces drawn on the orange. And yeah, everything was Halloween themed in there. I love it when people will, you know, put that little extra effort in. Ross from Viscount says, farm kids growing up in Simpson, we would go trick-or-treating in town after school. One house always handed out cans of pop. That was a treat, washing down all the candy that we were eating. Some kids would throw a different mask on and go back to the same house. Oh, yeah, that old trick's been played a few times. Brian from Regina on the Halloween topic story. When I was young, my parents didn't believe in trick-or-treating. They thought it was begging, but I delivered newspapers. And one year, Halloween fell on a Wednesday, which was paper day. So as he was handing out the papers, his paper bag was getting full of candy. I like it. 1-877-332-8255. Okay, we're going to take a break. Another news story that just came out this morning, and this is off the topic, obviously, of Halloween. So distressing, angering, frustrating. Supreme Court of Canada, just this morning, in a ruling today, says the one-year mandatory minimum jail sentences for accessing or possessing child pornography are unconstitutional. Yeah, why would we want to put those people behind bars? We'll talk a bit about this and whatever else is on your mind. The lines are open for you here on 650 CKOM and 980 CJME. Halloween morning. Evan Bray, great to have you here. Thanks so much for joining us today. It's a busy one today. Jays in action tonight, game 6. They can wrap it up tonight. First pitch goes out just after 6 o'clock. Halloween tonight. I'm going to get back to that in a second. I threw this out just before the break. So this story actually just got brought into me from the newsroom. The Supreme Court of Canada, I'm going to add the words, in a head-shaking ruling. Those are my words. The Supreme Court of Canada says 1 year mandatory minimum jail sentences for accessing or possessing child pornography are unconstitutional. In the ruling, the top court says, although the sentences contribute to the objectives of denunciation and deterrence, they also remove judges' discretion to impose sentences other than imprisonment when appropriate. Wow. That's all I have to say about that is wow. When we talk about we're sliding in the wrong direction in a few ways when it comes to, I mean, on one hand, we've got these cries for some sort of justice reform. Whether you agree with what the Liberal government has proposed or not with regard to bail reform and sentencing reform, I mean, some will say it's too patchwork. Others will say, well, at least it steps in the right direction. We've seen that from lots of different players in the justice system. A ruling like this, the minimum jail sentence, the 1 year mandatory minimum jail sentence for someone found guilty of accessing or possessing child pornography is unconstitutional. That's the piece of paper. Okay, 1-877-332-8255. It is open lines. Whatever you would like to chat about, we can talk about it. I've got a number. We've started an avalanche of Halloween candy stories, which is good. I like that. I think we all have them, whether they're from our youth, whether they're from when our kids were trick-or-treating. For some of us, it's about our grandkids now, looking at the goodies that they get in their bag. Greg, what is it for you, this memory that's sticking out?
Well, when I was a young kid, we lived in a house on Clarence Avenue. And years after, when I was a teenager now, and my mom told a story about how the house was haunted. And I'm like, what do you mean? And she knew somebody that lived across the street. And the house was empty. Nobody lived in it.
Okay.
It was like vacant. And every night at a certain time, a light would come on upstairs, a shadow would walk back and forth, and the light would go out.
Come on.
So me and a buddy of mine, now that I'm a teenager, and I'm like, okay, I'm going to go check this out.
Yeah.
So me and my buddy, we go there, go to the house, and I remembered vividly because we lived there, rang the doorbell. There was no sound because there's no power. It was empty, and we sat on the lawn across the street and we waited. And I can't remember if it was 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock, 10 o'clock, whatever it was. We were there at that time. And as sure as hell, yeah, a light came on, a shadow walked back and forth, and a light went out. And I'll tell you, we booked her. We got out of there.
What? It was just like, did you ever find out what the deal was?
No, never went back.
I can tell. I can tell by the way you're telling that story that number one, it happened, and number two, it's vivid in your mind, Greg.
I've got goosebumps just telling the story.
Oh my!
Like
gosh.
I remember it vividly, and I'm going to throw one thing out there to all the people listening. When you see an emergency vehicle coming up behind you, don't just get out of the way. Pull to the right and stop.
Good little
let
PSA.
Let that vehicle know, or whatever, if it's an ambulance.
Yeah.
Because if it was somebody you know that needs that ambulance, mm-hmm. you'd get out of the way, right? But you have to stop. Let that vehicle know what you're doing. They don't want to guess that you're going to veer in front of them or do something stupid. Pull to the right and stop.
I love that you not only shared a Halloween horror story about the haunted house across the street, but you threw in a good public safety, public service announcement in there too. Thanks for the call. 1-877-332-8255. Cal and Oxbow, I've been missing you. It's been a full day. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, well, I'm glad to hear that you missed me, Evan. And I don't know. How do I follow that story? I'm gonna pale in comparison.
No, well, we've been talking about Halloween treats and the memories that we have, especially, you know, I don't want to say especially in small towns. That was my experience, obviously, growing up in a small community. But there's lots of great texts coming in about growing up in Regina or Saskatoon or wherever. But I want to hear the trick-or-treating memories. What was it that you remember filling your candy bag, Cal?
Well, I honestly don't remember that so much because Halloween was fine, but it wasn't a big deal for me necessarily. So people are going to think I'm all a Grinch, but I don't know. It just wasn't. But I married a woman who loves Halloween, uh-huh, and it's her favorite holiday. So the house is completely witch theme. We give out full size candy bars. She has for years and years and years.
Wow.
And just so you know, Evan, I don't know if you're going to come down to Oxbow, but we also hand out a little shot to the parents if they want one, a little Minha's apple pie moonshine as well.
There you go. You get an applause for that. The parents, they show up with their to-go cup is what happens at your place.
Yes, so we try to make the young and the elderly.
Hey, Cal, thanks so much for calling in. Happy Halloween. 1-877-332-8255. Let's go to Rick in Regina. Rick, you remember trick-or-treating as a kid?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you have good memories? Do you have vivid memories of the best things you got? What is it for you that stands out?
Well, it's not what I got. It was a trick, not a treat. Me and my friend, we were about, 9 years old or so, and we went up to this house, and the lady came to the door, and she goes, "Ooh, what lovely costumes you've got. And let's see." And so we both opened our pillowcases, and she looks in, and with both hands, she reaches into our bags and says, "Thank you very much," and closes the door.
She took your candy?
Yes.
Rick.
And me and my friend, we look at each other, our eyes are bulging out, and going, "Whoa, what happened?" There's the trick.
So did she open the door and say, "I'm just kidding, here you go," or did you walk away with less candy?
No, that was it.
Oh, my gosh.
No, there's the trick.
There's the trick. That's where the, you know, I don't want to instigate bad behavior, but maybe that's where the toilet paper comes out. Maybe that house. No. Far be it for me to encourage that kind of behavior. 1-877-332-8255. What is it for you? What do you remember? You're out trick-or-treating as a kid, or maybe your kids are out trick-or-treating, and you, at the end of the night, you look at the bag and you go, "Wow, that's pretty cool." Doug in Balgoni, what would it be for you?
Good morning. I grew up in White City, and at the time, there was like under 200 people. So we were allowed to toilet paper trees and everything as long as the next day we cleaned it up. But because there were so few people, we came to Balgoni, and I remember the owners of the bar always gave out full-size chocolate bars and a can of pop. So it was like Nirvana as a child.
No kidding. No kidding. That's a big deal. It also dates yourself a little bit, Doug, if you say you were living in White City with 200 people.
Oh, yeah. I'm very old. Let's say I'm eligible for CPP, and we'll leave it at that.
Doug, thanks so much for calling in, sharing your memory. 1-877-332-8255. I mean, the other thing we're talking about right now is the Jays. I mean, we can't not talk about the Jays. The texts are pouring in on the text line. People still weighing in. Our pulse of the people this morning said 60% of our listeners that participated in our very analytical scientific survey, 60% feel the Jays are going to win tonight. Yogi and Moose Jaw, how are you feeling about the Jays?
I think we're going to do it tonight.
I like that. I like your optimism.
But the MVP of the World Series, I'm going to take George Springer, because if he didn't hit that home run against the Mariners, we wouldn't be there.
Isn't that right, Yogi? You know, yeah. That's such a good point. George Springer, like one bat can make a difference and turn the tide, and you're onto something. And it sounds like he's going to play tonight, right?
Yeah.
That's good. Well, Yogi, I got, not only do I appreciate that you're picking them to win tonight, but the fact I got your note here, George Springer for MVP of the World Series. Or maybe we're getting ahead of ourselves. I don't know. 1-877-332-8255. All right, we'll let's do this. Let's take a break. I know there's lots of calls still coming in, and I need to get to the text line because I've got an onslaught of texts. So I promise to do that when we come back here. Open lines, by the way, it's open lines going into Bugs and Hugs. So don't put your phone down. You still have lots of time to contribute. Bugs and Hugs starts at 10 o'clock. We'll finish off the open lines when we come back. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. I'm getting a kick out of your stories. 1-877-332-8255. Angela in Regina, quick text and a memory about trick-or-treating. She said, when they would go out, there was a fella on their street who would save his change all year and handed money out. Angela says, you know, picture being a 6 or 7 year old kid, pretty memorable to get a few dollars in change, usually a handful of nickels, dimes, and quarters, but exciting at the end of the night, dumping out your pillowcase and counting the money. By the way, love the story about the change from Angela, but also like that she used pillowcase, because how many kids, you know, mom or dad would buy you that small little plastic trick-or-treat bag? We're not limiting. We're not taking that thing. That thing fills up too quick. Or even worse, those little plastic pumpkins. Oh, sure, it looks cute, but we need volume. Right? We need the pillowcases for this job. 1-877-332-8255 is the number. This is Kraut in Swift Current. I'll never forget the old bachelor across the street from my grandma in Winthorst in the 1980s. His name was Ray. He knew I loved bologna as a kid. He gave me a pack of bologna when I went trick-or-treating every year. Oh, that's got to be one of the best ones there. A pack of bologna, trick or treat. Here you go, kid. That's like that. You know, that's what happens at the houses when you run out of candy. Then you start trying to improvise, right? And you go to, do we have granola bars in the house? Would you like a stapler, kid? Have you ever used? Have you any use for a stapler? How about this old remote that doesn't work anymore? 1-877-332-8255. Darcy in Beaulieu says, you want to talk Halloween memories? How about tipping over outhouses in Beaulieu? Darcy says, that gives you an idea of how old I am. Hey, Beaulieu was on the list. We were talking about communities and homes that have like a haunted scare house built in. In fact, we're going to talk about one a little bit later on next hour that is doing raising some money for a charity. But I saw yesterday there's one called Yard Scare, I think, in Beaulieu, Saskatchewan. So. These the places that decorate and go all out for Halloween, good on you. It's another great addition to the night of fun for the kids. Okay, let's go quickly back to the phone line. I want to grab a couple more calls. Darlene in Melford, thanks for calling in. What's your memory, Darlene?
Well, I don't remember what the people gave us as a treat, but I was raised out in the country, and this one couple had a wood-burning fireplace. And every Halloween, when you went there, they had the fireplace going. And it got so we kids would say, oh, this is the place with the fireplace, because it was something that nobody else had.
Right. Very distinct memory, I'm sure. You could probably almost smell the smoke right now, couldn't you?
Yeah. Yes.
I love those vivid memories like that. Alan Saskatoon, you remember going trick-or-treating, you knock on the door, you open the bag, and what did you get that you will never forget?
Well, all we ever got was apples, because in 1949, 50, 51, and four of us brothers would be out with pillows,
yep.
Pillow bag.
Pillowcases, yeah.
Yeah, right. And it was rare that we got anything but apples. We would, and everybody sang Halloween apples at the door.
Right, trick or treat. Yeah, for sure.
And it was fun, and it was what we did. That was in the Mayfair area.
Okay,
in Saskatoon.
Yeah, for sure. I love it. Thanks for calling in. Let's go quickly to Kyle in Drake. Kyle, what's your memory?
Hey, Evan. Hey, my great grandparents used to live in Vanscoy. Their names were Fred and Connie Heat.
Okay.
They used to give out Christmas oranges.
Oh, really?
Every year. Yeah, it was the first Christmas orange I would get the season, and it was it was always a treat. I miss them a lot.
Oh, my gosh, of course. And, I'm sure, I mean, that's the thing. That's one of those association things. I'm sure to this day you see a box of Christmas oranges or you think about it and it brings back those memories. Some cool stuff coming in. I appreciate all of the texts. I think Pack of Bologna is probably the one that's leading the way so far of the most unique thing ever given out at Halloween. Yeah, I see another one coming in about the Christmas oranges here. Good morning, Evan. Trent from Saskatoon. I remember getting popcorn balls at Halloween. The lady who made them would put her name and phone number on the tag after she wrapped them up. That's pretty diligent. That's good. Trent, thank you for that. I lived in the south end of Regina, says Ruth in Swift Current, and I did get the pink tablets. the ones that you would chew and they would show where the plaque is on your teeth. So somebody was handing those out in South Regina. And I, for the life of me, we might have to do an investigation to find out who that was. Although Ruth seems to say, you know what? She liked it. She said it was fun to brush my teeth with a new toothbrush and see where I missed. But I don't know. The whole giving out a toothbrush thing seems a little bit, not fun is what I'll say. Sorry to those that give them out. We used to get 18 full-size chocolate bars. We usually get about 50 kids. Tom and Dunder and the last kids that came to my house on Halloween, 1964. He says, yeah, I'm old, but I also live in a remote area. Tom and Dundurn, thanks for that. I'll still throw a few more of your texts in. Thanks to everybody that joined the conversation. We'll take our next break, and we will come back, moving away from open phones right into Bugs and Hugs. So essentially nothing has changed. 1-877-332-8255. What's bugging you or the hug you want to send out? We can continue the conversations we've already got going. Whatever's on your mind, I'm here for you. Coming up next here, 650 CKOM, 980 CJME.